This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. The Walton Family Foundation is partnering with the Mid-America Arts Alliance in Kansas City to deliver grants to individual working artists living in Benton, Carroll, Crawford, Sebastian, and Washington counties. A listening session was hosted by the foundation last night at the Bentonville Public Library with key stakeholders in the region. Todd Stein is president and CEO of Mid-America Arts Alliance.
This is a three-year pilot program for the greater Northwest Arkansas area that's going to benefit 60 artists over 3 years. Those are going to be student artists and generative artists, someone that's actively involved in the creation of new work.
Beginning May 1st, practicing artists across an array of disciplines can apply for $7,500 project grants, $1,500 available for student artists. Grantees will also learn entrepreneurial skills to build sustainable careers, creating a network of leading regional artists. Lisa Cordes, Alliance's Director of Artist Services, says they hope to reach an array of working artists.
Representing all the different kinds of artwork that's made in this area and representing different ages and depth and breadth of experience.
Applications and more information can be found at artist360.art. That's the number 360, artist360.art. We'll have more about this on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large at noon and 7. The A.L. Chilton Foundation is endowing a pair of scholarships in the College of Education and Health Professions at the University of Arkansas. The Dallas-based foundation is giving $500,000 to create the A.L. Chilton Foundation Empower Arkansas Endowed Scholarship and the A.L. Chilton Foundation Endowed Scholarship in Special Education. That gift matches a $500,000 donation made by the foundation in 2014 to the college. Empower, which stands for Educate, Motivate, Prepare, Opportunity, Workplace Readiness, Employment Responsibility, offers a 4-year non-degree college experience program for students who have cognitive disabilities. A judge's efforts to obtain documents from the Arkansas Supreme Court about its decision to bar him from hearing death penalty cases has been put on hold. U.S. District Judge James Moody Jr. yesterday granted a request to temporarily stay discovery in Pulaski County Circuit Judge Wendell Griffin's lawsuit. That suit challenges the decision by the Arkansas Supreme Court to bar him from any cases involving the death penalty. Justices took the action last year, days after Judge Griffin was photographed at an anti-death penalty demonstration outside the governor's mansion. Judge Griffin was lying on a cot outside, appearing to mimic an inmate strapped to a gurney. The state's high court had requested Moody halt efforts by Griffin to obtain documents, while Moody weighs the request to dismiss the lawsuit. Downtown Bentonville is introducing its new executive director. The organization announced yesterday Andrew Heath will now lead DBI. Heath has been executive director of the Pennsylvania Growing Greener Coalition since 2010. And the University of Arkansas gymnastics team is returning to the NCAA championships after finishing second at the Columbus Regional. It will be the 8th trip to the championship meet for the program. The championships will be held in St. Louis April 20th and 21st.